Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Sunday Praise Break, God's Promises to Me. This is yours truly, and you are now tuned into Elite Empire Radio. Today is my first time back on air in almost a year, and I am overly ecstatic, so thank you again for giving me your time and gracing me with your presence. Today is just going to be a test episode so I can get reacclimated with everything, but I'm thankful for everything that God has done and the changes he's making in my life, so giving all glory and honor to God. Just jumpstart your week with a breath of fresh air and reflect on all of life's blessings. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." Tune into commercial-free gospel music every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that will be starting next Sunday, August the 2nd at 8 a.m. So just sit back, relax, and praise God with me. I pray you have a great week.
Seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, help me please. Then he said, "You don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs."
As soon as I start worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
when I let go,
I let go,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. When I start looking at back then,
when I let go,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the hands, everything will be alright.
So yes, I start worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
sister, you can't handle it. Let God,
oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, oh, let go and let God. He's the only one with the answers. Just let God. He can handle it all. Yes, he can. Let God, with tears in your eyes. Just let God. Your pain, and he knows your heart, he knows your issues, he knows your struggles. So let go and let God. Soon as I stop worrying, then and only then can I can let go
Oh! a favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing. My season for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season
to do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Listen, everything is working together for my good. Say it, church. Everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is to say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good. Say, it's working for my good, it's good, say it's good, say it's good, say it's working, it's good, it's good, y'all, said it's good, it's working for my good. It's working for my good. This is my season for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth. Say, I've got a seed in the your circumstance says it's already getting better.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better, when I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. Preparing me for greater. beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
it's my offering.
You, because for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season.
For grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Say, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working
together.
Say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good. For grace, for... I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my season
for grace,
for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. Listen,
if you are driving right now, I suggest you either pull over or skip past this next song until you get home. I would not be responsible for any accidents or damage you may cause to your car or property. You've been warned. One night as I was leaving service, I met a young man who asked me to pray for him. He said he was going through and struggling just to make it through each day. I began to share with him that the fact that he was still here was an indication that his situation could be worse. As we begin to pray, he got excited and started praising God right there in the parking lot. So if you like him today, I want you to listen to this.
You've been saying that you're tired. of going through.
And some days
seems like everyone else is blessed with you.
In church on Sunday,
preacher telling you your miracle is on the
way. But now you're confused because you,
in your times you're confused because you're really so you may not have a match.
In a gated neighborhood,
in a gated neighborhood.
But you should be grateful because at least,
but at least you have a roof over your head.
You're looking at the doctor's report.
You say your body,
but I want you to know that the healer,
well, the healer is here today.
So I think that you should
praise now. It could
be worse.
Be worse.
I know you're going through right now, but I still think that you should praise now.
Praise now.
But after all,
it could be worse.
Listen, it's Monday morning.
You complain about the job that you don't like. Do your best, working hard, they don't treat you right. Boss is telling you your raise is coming soon.
But this what happens.
With no notice, you're laid off.
What do you do?
What do you do? You've been waiting on your best.
You're still here, so you're already blessed.
Don't you know you're already blessed?
So instead of complaining,
you should thank the Lord.
Just thank the Lord
for what you already have.
Today, if it wasn't for Jesus, please tell me where.
Tell me where.
And thank you all for riding this wave out with me for the last hour. Starting next week, our shows will be 2 hours long as they normally are. But just today, like I said, I was trying to get reacclimated. So again, going forward, I pray you all have a blessed week. Thanks again for tuning in. This is yours truly, and that was Sunday Praise Break on Elite Empire Radio. My last song is Morette Brown Clark, It Ain't Over. Be blessed.
Stacked up against you, and it seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout. But the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, so just know it ain't over until God says it's over.
until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Until God.